Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. A massive celebration.
Happy anniversary!
Yay!
We've got a cake with a number 2 on it because today marks 2 years exactly since Damien Lee started here at Wave FM.
Wow, look at
look at this. Look at the decorating. I've decorated the whole studio in green.
Look at you guys. This is a nice surprise. I didn't expect this. Jeez, very...
anniversary.
Very fat.
So, look, it's been... I know that's... thank you to Carlos at Royal Bakery. He whipped that up last minute for us.
That is awesome. And it's a green cake. You've gone green all around the room. Wow.
You know, being Irish, you need green, and that's why I've got
A green tiara.
Green tiara as well. For the birthday, for the anniversary, boy.
Should I blow out the candle?
Yeah, you should. Okay, go for
1, 2, 3.
Yay! Hip
hip!
Well, this is a big surprise. I didn't expect this, guys.
Jeez. Well, you know, it's been 2 years and we did some calculations, Dino and I, so it's been 500 shows. And clearly the 2 hours weren't made for your 500 shows, 2,000 hours.
2,000 hours if you include the Sunday best of. Yeah. That's epic.
156 bad dad jokes.
Oh, that's a lot of jokes. That is a lot of... you guys are very nice doing this.
It's been a good 2 years. And you're really good to work with. You always come in with a spring in your step.
Look at that.
And it's always a lot of fun every morning.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate you. And one thing that we really appreciate about you, Damien, is, of course, your musical talent. And the parody songs that you always bring to the table. Let's take a little trip past the last 2 years.
Let me have a listen.
After PM ScoMo appeared on 60 Minutes with his ukulele, Damien took it up a notch.
Take me to the beaches there in Hawaii. ScoMo! No more cracking your docks and mingity maca. ScoMo!
Stop it. Remember the day Jade phoned in sick with no annual leave owing? Damo had an idea.
And her husband, Milko, needs shoulder surgery. Mama Jude gets the flu, so does little Henry. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think, Jade?
Love
it's
it.
Like a hangover.
Wow.
When you haven't had
when the Robert
the Potato won the shittiest big thing in Oz, a new theme for the Spud was hatched.
Believe it or not, Robo's taking the win. Top prize in Australia, shittiest big thing.
Damien stepped up to the COVID-19 plate, armed with a guitar, to get us through the pandemic.
Is it a hangover? No, it's COVID. Pinch nerve in your shoulder, that's COVID.
Stay home, please. Stay home, get the jab,
Damien made sense of Novak not playing the Aussie Open. Fancy that.
Quite a few.
Yes.
Novak
did
a grand slam in Australia. Get the grand slam and Novak's on the left side. That's how we do, how we do. How's the Open right?
With Jade and Damien being so damn competitive.
It's been a long 2 years. A lot of parody songs.
A lot of parody.
In song.
This is not the greatest trophy in the world. This is just the trip.
To you, Damien Lee.
You know
2 years.
No wonder I haven't heard all that. I'm not surprised you got me a cake.
Oh, that's
I'm amazing.
Oh, God.
I really am. I'm actually shocked by myself.
And true form.
Yeah, and true form.
There we go. From early this morning, the big celebrations. Did we surprise? I think we caught him out, Jay.
Yeah, I think
you
we did.
Well. Yeah.
You cut me out. You cut me off guard. And the mess we made of the room was phenomenal.
Right. Thank God for our lovely cleaner. But not only did we get that beautiful cake from the Royal Bakery. Thank you, Carlos, for that. But we also got you a shirt.
What
does it say, Damien?
Well, it says some people spend their...
You can't read it upside
down. I'm wearing it.
Some people spend their whole lives trying to be awesome. others are born Irish.
Oh, seen on board.
So Corinne from that label place, she actually designed that for me yesterday.
She
to
did a great job.
Today,
yeah. Very, very nice. Well, guys, thank you so much. Well, you guys are awesome as well.
Yeah,
not as awesome as me, but awesome all the same.
Well, then we try. Well, we weren't born Irish, so, you know, it's an uphill battle.
That's it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Are you ready? Across the Illawarra, live on 96.5 Wave FM, Jade and Damien's Facebook Marketplace.
Is right.
Oh, yeah. We scan Facebook Live locally. Got to be items for sale. Smack bang here in the Illawarra. Put Jade up against Damien, whoever can guess the closest asking price of said items. And boy, Marketplace has just been hit at the moment with the sad passing of the Queen last week. There's royal merch everywhere.
I'll tell you what, there's some people that are mourning, there's some people that are cashing in.
Catching.
That's
they have
what
had to wait.
Doing. That's
they
right.
Had to wait 96 years, though, to cash in, so it's been a long, long
time. I've been sitting on those goods for a while.
First up, I've got a Silver Jubilee 50-cent piece. Now, we've probably all had multiple versions of these in our pockets over the years, but here's like a reasonably good looking condition one, sealed by the look of it.
Yeah, no, it's a mint condition.
Queen's Silver Jubilee 50 cent piece. Indy has posted this one. Looks to be around the Coniston area. Although you can pick it up from Dapto. So there you go. Thoughts on the Queen's Silver Jubilee 50 cent piece?
50 cent piece. Now, Silver Jubilee, What was the Jubilee recently? Was Platinum Jubilee, wasn't
it?
Yeah. All right.
So when was Silver? 50 years. That's 50 years. Or is that 25 years? Is it Gold Jubilee when it's 50? Mm. I don't know.
Who knows?
They've had it for a while.
It's
what
a
do you reckon?
It's a mystery.
What do you reckon, Damo?
Well, it's worth... 50 cents is actually what its value is in actual if you spent it. So I'm going to give it, because of the casing, $1.
Are you kidding me? No, it'd be worth heaps more than that.
Ah, come on, Andrew.
Yeah, that it'd be worth, like, I reckon.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry. I changed my mind. $10.
Okay. I reckon that it'd actually be worth more than that because it's mint condition. I know that the Platinum Jubilee things that they had, some people are selling for like $300. I'd say $50 for the 50-cent piece.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe Indy's sitting on a bargain there at the moment. She might not want to reevaluate. She's asking $25 for that 50-cent.
So some would say I won that one.
You would win that one. But you only won it because you changed your
thing. But even my $1 would have been better.
Oh, it probably would have been. Actually, yeah.
All right.
Indy, I reckon you can get more, mate.
Indy, I don't think you can. But anyway, carry on.
Sticking with the Queen merch, a Silver Jubilee money box has been listed by Kerry.
All right.
This is in the Port Kembla / Warrawong area. Queen's Silver Jubilee money box, great collector piece. Has a small crack around the top, as you can probably see from the photo.
That's going to take the value
but
down.
It looks pretty good. Kerry's got that one up. What are your thoughts on the Queen's Silver Jubilee money box on Facebook Marketplace locally?
Look, for me personally, $3 or $4. I'm sorry.
No, okay, $3 or $4. I reckon she'd probably...
It's broken.
Yeah, I know, but maybe like $15?
15? Okay. Asking price, $25.
Oh, right. There you go.
All right, Jade, you got lucky in that one.
One a piece comes down to the decider.
Now, I can't spend $25 on something that stores my money.
And that's broken, too.
That's broken. I'm sorry.
Now, we are in NRL finals at the moment.
Okay.
So these look pretty schmick. A whole bunch of footy stickers from kind of back in the day.
They're retro. I remember these from the 80s.
Yeah, these are your retro ones from the early 80s.
Okay.
And some of the teams that are no longer in the comp.
How come they said George's Dragon one is crossed out? Have they already sold that?
That one must have sold.
Okay.
So this is the asking price for each of these stickers.
So individual.
The picture you've got is for all of them, but I know the North Sydney Bears are no longer there. The Jets are still around, not in the NRL.
The Sharks are only barely there.
Yeah.
Oh, like that.
They'll be around for a couple more days.
All right.
Okay.
But look, they're all there, all the big names. Roosters, Sharkies.
Yeah, right. And it is. Yeah. These are from the 80s. God, someone's really held on to these.
How much per sticker? Now, they have been listed by Charlene. Charlene's got those up. Charlene lives around Coniston. So okay.
$20. $20.
Per sticker?
Yeah. Per sticker.
Oh, God. No, I'd say $10 a sticker. And that's Mm. Yeah, I'd say $10 a sticker. Mm.
Charlene might want to reevaluate being finals week. $5 per sticker is also.
Oh. You know, I was going to say, I wouldn't pay anything for it.
but no, look, we should get the Sharkies one for Dino, because he's a Sharkies fan. $5. Nice. Well, $2.50 each.
Yeah. All right, okay.
When's your birthday, Dino? Yeah.
Soon.
Okay. Charlene, sold. We'll take the Sharkies one.
We will take it, Charlene.
All right,
thank you.
There it is, Facebook Marketplace.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, just checking in here. Four kids. Damo?
Last time
three?
I counted.
I've got three. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, look, I want to throw this at you. A mum has taken to TikTok and, news services all over the world have picked up on this story. Not overly happy with the name choices she's chosen for her kids, especially the list of potential names that she developed through her late teens into early 20s. Check this.
Okay, serious question for parents. Do you ever regret what you named your kid? And I'm asking this because growing up, I kept, a list of potential baby names, and I'm like, thank God I didn't have a kid when I was 16, 18, because the names that I wrote down looking atrocious. I wanted to name my potential kid Sublime after the band.
Sublime.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Bradley was another name that I had because it was the lead singer of Sublime's name. I just would have regretted that. So do you guys ever regret what you named your kids?
Sublime.
Okay, Sublime. Yeah, well, you asking us this question, Dino. Yeah, yeah.
Sublime would have been a weird one.
Yeah, Sublime's been out.
Bradley, I get that. But that's what we all did when we were younger.
Oh,
We were inspired by things that we heard.
Yeah, sure. That's true. And I remember, I went through a baby book to get Alani's name.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted a name that was a little bit different, but not so different that people couldn't spell it or understand it or anything like
that.
And it's been fine.
It is pretty unique. I've never heard Alani.
Yeah, she went through a little stage where she wanted to be called Chloe for a couple of years. I think that was in late primary school.
Oh, Chloe.
Didn't want like Alani, but she's back into it now, likes it again.
And that's not her middle name or anything?
No, it's Alani. Aroha's a middle name.
Arahal.
Yeah,
like you.
It's Maori. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mary for love. Arwen's the name that we've had the most struggle with, which I thought, because Arwen is A-R-W-E-N, but a lot of people think it's Owen and they don't, when she tells people what her name is, she'll say Arwen and they'll be like, Owen? it's Arwen.
Arwen.
Lord of the Rings, man. Come on.
No, but Australians don't pronounce the R, though.
Yeah,
so.
And I know
your origin.
It's Arwen.
It's Arwen.
Yeah.
If you say Arwen, they'll get it.
Yeah, so maybe you've got to start saying that with the Welsh inflection, which is where it comes from.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah, Arwen.
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 I got to be honest with you. When I was kid, I hated my own name. And I had many a conversation with my parents saying, why did you call me Damien? You know, I thought, this is a horrible name.
Why did you hate it so much? Damien's pretty benign
in
terms of...
It's a standard name.
I mean, now it's probably one of the most loved names in the world. Okay,
but now that you've made it one of the most loved names in the world.
But especially now in the Illawarra.
Well, that's it. I've grown into the name and the world has grown around with it. So everyone's grown to love it. But when I was a kid... it wasn't the most popular name. People didn't particularly like it. They had, what was the movie? Damien Ullman had come out.
Oh, Damien that Ullman. Horror movie.
He was the devil.
He was the devil, yeah.
He was the devil. His name was Damien. Yeah.
That would have given you some street cred with the kids,
I think. No street cred at all. It bothered me so much. My mother even said, he even had a birthmark on my head, apparently. Oh. And Damien Ullman had a birthmark on his head.
Oh, my gosh. So were your parents inspired by a horror movie to name you Damien?
Well, they said, no, we always loved the name. But as it turns out, I was born in the same year that movie came out.
Oh. Well, you heard that story recently about that young girl, Alexa, who she got the rights to change her name because her parents called her Alexa the same year that Amazon's Alexa came out. And she was getting bullied so bad at school, so they were like, Alexa, sing a song for me. Alexa, dance.
There's Alexas all over the Illawarra now that are all responding to you saying, Alexa, Siri, whatever your name is. I tell you, for me, I'm just happy for my parents that didn't, you know, if I had been born in 1984, I would have been called Freddy Krueger. Clearly, they were inspired by whatever movie came out around that time.
Right. Yeah. Jason.
Jason.
Halloween. You've been wearing a ski mask.
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter, yeah, there you go.
Again, street cred in the schoolyard, no one would bully you because you threatened to eat them.
Did you see me as a kid? They still bully me.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
My girlfriend was telling me about she was out for the day and her husband, he was in a bit of a spot of bother. He's quite a quiet man and quite reserved.
Yeah.
But he had to go and knock on the next door neighbour's door and say, guys, I just need to come and get something out of your backyard, if that's okay, please.
Oh,
and they're like, oh, what do you need to get? We can get it for you. And he goes, no, 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 I'll get it. Well, what is it? Oh, it's just a ball. I'll get it. And he's like,
okay, yeah.
Oh, we can get it. Oh, no, 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 it's fine, it's fine. You guys, as you were, I'll just quickly duck out and then I'll get it and then I'll throw it back over the fence and then I'll leave again.
Bit strange.
Yeah, yeah, a bit strange. So he went to the backyard as quick as he could to try and outrun the neighbours because he wasn't actually getting a ball.
Yeah.
Their son was out playing in the backyard and when he went out there, he noticed that their son had no clothes on.
Right.
Now, he's a toddler, two years old, so he had no shirt, no shorts and no nappy.
Oh, no.
So he had actually thrown his nappy over the fence and it was in the next door neighbour's tree.
Oh,
and can I just say, it wasn't an empty nappy. That nappy had been well used.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was a full nappy. He was packing. There was a lot of weight in that nappy.
He has that kind of Will Ferrell sort of vibe.
That's right.
Let's go naked through the quad. Pretty much.
And that when he noticed the nappy, he's like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to go and get it now. Yeah. And I'm going to have to go and get it. And there's a pooey nappy in my neighbour's tree. So he went and then he ran out. And when he ran out into their backyard and then got the nappy and chucked it back over the fence just before the neighbours came back out. He's like, oh, yeah, got the ball. Thanks. See you later.
But did he throw the nappy at the kid?
Well, I hope it didn't.
Take your stinky nappy.
I know he had to hose down the pavers in the backyard afterwards because it was a full nappy, as I said, and so it was a kamikaze bomb.
If it's a fruit tree, though, don't accept any of those lemons.
No, that's no way.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade's Celebrity Buzz.
Following the passing of Her Royal Majesty the Queen, a lot of stories are coming out about her, and, well, not just her, but her family. A story that's appeared overnight is, well, about Prince William. He almost hooked up with a famous singer.
Ooh.
Have any ideas who this famous singer might be, Damien?
Female singer?
Yeah, female singer. Yep, she's female. Same age, so she's 40 as well.
I was going to say Barbara Streisand, but no. Mel B from the Spice Girls.
Good guess.
Yeah, yeah. She's English, she would make sense, but no, it was this singer.
Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Wow.
What?
He dodged that one.
Oh, no, he dodged them all. So when they were both 20, back in 2002, they exchanged some emails and they were going to catch up and meet up for a little rendezvous.
Ooh.
He chose to go fox hunting instead. And I'm sure he's looked back over the last 20 years and gone, thank God for that. Like, it's a good decision.
That was a close call, wasn't it?
Especially with some of that content Brits has been putting out on Insta in the last couple of months.
Oh, wouldn't the tabloids over in the UK love that?
Harry did that. He took that trip instead.
Yeah, that's right. Harry took one for the
team. The corgis would be blushing.
Now, Elon Musk, he dated back in university days Jennifer Gwynne when he went to Penn State University, and she kept a lot of their mementos of their relationship, photos, birthday cards, love notes, which is kind of romantic.
No babies of their relationship.
No, she didn't keep any babies, but so she's got all those, and, you know, most people after a while chuck them out. Burn them, whatever.
Yeah.
She's decided to make some money off them. So she's currently selling everything. There's a birthday card that he gave her in 1995 that says, Happy Birthday, Jennifer, a.k.a. Boo Boo. Love, Elon. So at the moment, that's the bid's up $14,500 for that
card. Come on.
I'm not joking. There's a photo of him. That's up right now at $7,000.
Real?
Yeah, this is for real. People are buying this stuff.
Ridiculous.
Well, I guess because there's no child, she can't get any alimony off the richest man in the world, so she's got to get some money somehow.
But what's the point in buying something like that unless your name is Boo Boo as well?
Oh, no, that's right.
It has no relevance to you.
No, it's a bit weird too. Imagine like framing it and going, oh, this is a birthday card that Elon Musk sent to somebody else and I bought it for $15,000.
15 grand, yeah.
Weird.
Just for the signature, I suppose. Jeez,
I don't know. Anyway, hey, do you guys remember this TV series? This is a theme song.
No.
Oh, you weren't here in the 90s, were you?
No.
Oh, well, you missed out on Heartbreak High.
Oh, I've heard about Heartbreak.
What a good cast, too,
oh,
right?
Oh, great cast. And it was one of the most iconic Aussie TV series of the 90s. Well, it is back, baby.
What?
Yeah, and they're not just... Well, they actually do have the actual original series of Heartbreak High on Netflix.
Yeah.
But today, they are dropping a remake. Now, full disclosure, when I heard about this, I thought, oh, God, they're going to ruin it. But I had a little sneak preview, and can I just say, they haven't ruined it.
Oh.
The new series looks really good. And, well, I think what helps too is that the fashion has come full circle since the 90s, and those, like, baggy raver jeans and everything that were big then are big now. So that kind of helps you assimilate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's all new of the moment kind of topics. Yeah. And the producers actually went out and interviewed thousands of teenagers from all walks of life to make sure they got the content right. And they said it's amazing how much teenagers have evolved and they're more inclusive. Like, back in the 90s, with Heartbreak High, you would be, you know, ostracised for being gay. Now, you're ostracised if you bag out somebody who's gay. So we've kind of come like a full circle. It's done a big flip. But if you want to check it out, Heartbreak High, the remake, it is dropping today on Netflix. And it's good for all ages, not just teenagers, but people of our ilk.
Does it get a bit saucy sometimes?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on there. It's very racy and cutting edge. Oh, much more so than the 90s version.
Any word yet on whether some of the old cast might get a bit of a cameo?
Some of the alumni will be popping up their heads. So, and the cast, the young cast, they're mostly unknowns, and they all do an amazing job. But then some of the Heartbreak High alumni, they are in there too.
Right.
I won't say anymore. You've got to check it out.
Read up on Heartbreak High and other stories as they break across the day at our website.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.